Everybody making your way inside? Because what I got to tell you, you don't want to miss it. Everybody coming in. You know, the weather's crazy. I was thinking this morning, I believe that maybe all of us fell asleep at the end of January and just slept through February, and this is really March. I don't know. Well, it's coming up or April. But we got a little bit of a cold snap this morning. Felt good. Yeah, it depends on your perspective. That's right. Yep. Anyway, I want to welcome you this morning. Got a lot of visitors working the door this morning. A lot of visitors this morning. So make sure everybody make your way around the church and speak to folks. Tell them you're glad to see them. We got a lot of good things going on. What I wanted to ask you this morning is this. As we open up for our worship service, what do you believe? What do you believe? I shared with a group earlier this week that we were meeting with that I was reading the scripture one morning, Monday, Tuesday. Could have been Wednesday, I'm not sure. But I was reading in my Bible early in the morning, and I read a scripture in Mark where it described something that took place, where it said that Jesus and his disciples went to Jesus' hometown of Nazareth. And it said in the scripture that Jesus could not perform miracles because of their unbelief. And it kind of struck me. I was like, wow, Jesus could not perform miracles? So you can separate the two, but the idea is this. The way God set this whole thing up for you and I is based on our relationship with Him and what we believe. It's what we believe. We go through our life. Listen, I was thinking this morning when I was thinking about my opening here, or your welcome, is this. You don't realize it, but when you were a little bitty baby, when you stood up for the first time, you had a belief system inside of you that you were going to stand up. And you did. And you did. And then you walked and you did your thing. Everything's based on your belief system. So here's a question for you as we enter into worship today. These folks back here, they've prepared. The message has been prepared. But what do you believe is going to take place today? That's the key. That's the key. See, if you came in here this morning and your belief system was that you'll be able to experience a closer walk with God, or you'll experience something stirred inside of you based on what somebody else does, then you're handing your belief system off to somebody else. You believe what's about to take place in here today. You believe that God's presence is going to be made known in each and every one of us based on your belief. And when all of our beliefs come together, and amazing things can happen. So let's just believe today is going to be a Sunday service that we've never had before. Let's start that in worship. Thank you.
Let's stand, everybody.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst from a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait.
Thank you.
from my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again to your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Cried the whole time. She was in the hospital. But what I want to share with you is, you know, that was a tragic thing for us that day, but everything happens for a reason. And I saw this glow about her that I didn't notice the whole time I was there. When we were on this beautiful mountain that God created, you know, I had moments when I thank God for what I was seeing and things like that, but I didn't take it to the next level until this happened. And when I saw her upset and crying, and Daddy even made her try to walk on her broke leg, and as she sat in the hospital bed, and she said Daddy to me, it just took me to a place of thankfulness and gratefulness for her, for my family, that I wasn't seeing before. So while we're going to have to deal with a cast for a little while, we'll get through that. But it just helped me see this side of me with my children that I wasn't even seeing for 4 days in this beautiful place. So my prayer for you this morning as we sing this next song, and we haven't sang it in a while, this Revelation song, but it's about how great our God is. He is awesome, filled with this awestruck wonder. And as we were practicing this morning, I was just thankful for what I have. So my prayer for you is whatever you're going through, know that everything happens for a reason. It may seem bad, but you'll get through it. You'll get through it. I promise you'll get through it. And through those bad things, good things can come. Good things can come. So let's worship Him this morning.
Sing. There's a lot of things that everybody goes through, both externally and internally, and it gets really hard sometimes. And what God wants us to remember is that, like I said, He is our shelter. In Psalms 91, it says, "Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty." This I declare about the Lord, our Lord. He is our Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. Thank you that we can rest in the shelter of the Most High, that we can find rest in His shadow.
Your grace abounds in deepest.
strong in your arms, Lord, that you provide the peace and the love and the understanding, God, that only you can give us. We thank you that in the chaos and the surroundings, God, that you are a foundation, you are a rock, you are what we stand upon, God. Thank you so much, Lord, that you have allowed us to be a part of your kingdom. We worship you, Father. Amen. You may be seated.
Well, good morning. How is everyone today? We have, it's been kind of a weird week. 25 years of ministry, Jennifer and I had the opportunity of starting out as the children's directors or pastors here at the, we had two sets of broken legs. Interesting. But started out as the children's pastors or directors, and so we did that for several years, and then moved into youth ministry and did that for several years, and now associate pastor, executive pastor, been doing that for a little period of time. But last Sunday, I had the opportunity to be in children's church, so I was here, even though you thought maybe I was on vacation. I was up in children's church, and I actually got excited. Lena gave me my materials that week, and I wasn't just a small group leader, which we are still in need of some small group leaders, and I'm telling you, it's the most fulfilling thing. But I was also the large group leader, so I had prepared, and I was ready, and some of you saw me in costume if you got here on time last week, had my beret on, and I was the director, and I got kind of disappointed because everybody went on vacation, and there was only 13 kids up there. I was prepared for about 35 or 40, I had a blast doing that. And then this weekend is Disciple Night Weekend for the youth. And so what that means is on Friday night, they come and have a meal and they have a service. And they have activity that evening, and then they go to homes, not their homes, but they go to homes that people had provided their home. And they have a devotion that night. They get very little sleep. They come back the next day. We do breakfast here. They go on an activity. We do a lesson on Saturday night. We used to go back to the homes and stay one more night, but we learned that Sunday morning they are of no value if they don't get home and get a little rest. So right now I had the opportunity. Jason Torres did an incredible job on Friday night speaking to the youth. And I had the opportunity last night. And this morning Pastor Dusty is up there teaching the youth. So if you have a youth, for the last 2 weeks, whether it was on a Wednesday night with Lori Bush or Mike and Bobby Joe, I think it was last Sunday was with them, their topic has been relationships. And with those relationships, we've kind of broken down into all the different categories. And Jason talked about the relationship with yourself. Last night I got to talk about the relationship with God. And parents will be happy to know that Dusty is talking this morning about your relationship with your parents. So they're getting some good stuff. Hope you have your connection card. They're in your bulletin, if you got a bulletin. If you're visiting with us for the first time, thank you for being here. We ask all of our members to fill one of these out. And we'd love for you to fill one out, too. We will not show up on your door. I promise we will send you an email or shoot you a text, whichever option that you actually put on there. But this is one of the ways that we communicate about what's going on with you and with the pastors here at the church. It's a way that you can sign up and get involved in something. This Wednesday night coming up is the March 1st, and so it'll be our first Wednesdays. And we have another time of intimate, passionate worship. We want you to make sure that you're here for that. Next Sunday, some of you may have gotten an email about this if you've inquired about it, but next Sunday is our prospective members' lunch. So if anyone that is not a member of the church, you go, well, I've been coming for so long. Am I a member? Am I not a member? If you're going, am I a member or not a member? You're not a member. Okay? And so we'll give you a free lunch, and you get to hear from us kind of what we expect from you and what you can expect from us as a member of Eagles Way Church. And so at that point, then you can make a determination if you want to do that. And then I want you to mark your calendars for April 8th, that weekend. That is a Saturday morning. We have coming all the way from Miami, Pastor Dwayne Swilly and his wife Sunny. And if you have not ever got to hear him teach or to talk, you have missed a great treat. So he will be with us. Saturday morning will be from 9 until 12:30. And I realize that there's soccer and there's baseball and there's different things going on. But if you can block your schedule for you and your family, and it's called Today's Family. 9 o'clock, we'll do a little bit of worship. 9:30, we will break up into some work groups or workshop-type situations. The guys will be with Joey Grubbs talking, and the ladies are going to be with Lynn Langston talking, and the youth are going to be with me talking, and the kids will be in children's church. So we'll do that for about an hour, and then we'll have a break. The ladies' ministry has been willing to put together a nice little snack for us at the break. And then we will come back, and Dwayne and Sonny will talk for about an hour or so. So plan on that. Make that a priority. It's going to be really good. You turn your card in when we get to the offering towards the end of the service. I am excited about today. Anytime we get to do water baptism, to me, I am just incredibly excited. The meaning of that, what it means in that person's life that has that. But let's open with a word of prayer, and then we'll get started. Thank you, Lord, for you're a great God. Lord, we just intentionally right now slow down. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done in our lives and are doing in our lives. We thank you for the relationship that we have with you. For it's the foundation, it's the base of all of our world. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. And it is that. Your relationship with God is your foundation. It's your base. It's what everything is then built upon in your walk with Christ. And I'm smart enough to know in a room this size with this many people that there's probably someone who has not really started that relationship with God. You know about God. You've heard about him. You may have inquired of some things, but actually introduced yourself and said, "Hey, God, I'm Will Doss, and I want a relationship with you." When we're in kids' church, we call it that salvation experience, accepting Jesus into your heart. And that's fundamental. But what I'm going to talk about this morning is more after that you have made that decision, after you've started a relationship with God, how does that relationship grow? How does it get stronger? How do you allow it to develop? 2 Peter chapter 3. And the chapter is really talking about the day of Christ coming back, the Lord's coming. But we get down to around the verse 14, and after he's talked about several things that are going to happen and takes place, and it says, "And so, dear friends, while you are waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in his sight. And remember, our Lord's patience gives people time to be saved. This is what our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you with the wisdom God gave him, speaking of things in all of his letters. Some of his commands are hard to understand, and those who are ignorant and unstable have twisted his letters to mean something quite different, just as they do with other parts of Scripture. And this will result in their destruction. But I'm warning you ahead of time, dear friends. Be on guard, so that you will not be carried away by the errors of these wicked people and lose your own secure footing. He goes, I want to go back to it. It says, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in His sight. Close your eyes for 1 second. Think about your life. Is peaceful a word that you would use to describe it? You can open your eyes. Now, peaceful does not mean that you're not busy, that you don't have things that you have to do. Peaceful is a state of mind or a state of being that you can be in even though you may have things that you're having to go and do. I was sharing this with the youth last night, really talking about that relationship with God and the importance of that and how to grow in Him. And verse 18 was the emphasis that I wanted to emphasize with them and you this morning. It says, rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We know and we have learned that Christ did what He needed to do for us on the cross. And on that cross, He said those great words. Anybody remember what they are? It is finished. He did His work. We now know that it's up to us to begin doing some things. That we have to encourage ourselves. We have to be thankful, grateful. We have to move. So Peter says that we have to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I know you know some of this stuff, but I'm going to just emphasize it. What is grace? I was really impressed with the students last night because they were able to spout some words that one student said it's freedom. Another one said it's favor. And what I had actually written on my paper was that it's a free, unlimited favor of God. His grace is free and unlimited, and its favor, I believe it is strength. It's what undergirds you. It's what allows you to go through a funeral service and not completely lose it and fall apart. It's that strength that is needed. It's what causes someone to be able to go through a divorce or go through a bankruptcy or go through difficult times in their lives. It's God's grace, which is free and unlimited favor. So we're to grow in grace. We're to grow in knowledge. What is knowledge? Well, I know what knowledge is. It's facts. It's information and skills acquired by a person through experience or education. So we've got to not just start a relationship with God, but we have got some work that we have to do for that relationship to develop into what He wants it to develop into. And you can't just sit back and say, God, just give this to me. He said, no, you go and do. Grow. What does grow mean? Undergo development by increasing in size and changing. Now, if you're an adult age and your body has gotten to its full, you don't want to continue to grow in size. Okay? But your body can be ever changing. When you're young and you're little, you want it to grow in size. Brandon, can you help me just 1 second? I gotta go up first. There you go. All right. I've had lots of people, after I do an illustration, that say, man, I like it when you do illustrations. I can get on board. One of the reasons, not the only reason, but one of the reasons that I do illustrations, the biggest reason this particular table is down front is I know it's hard for you to see. And so if you have a tendency to sit back in your seat and eyes kind of droop, this kind of brings you to the edge of your seat maybe to kind of see what is up here. And I've got some simple things, and if you can't see, that's okay, and I'm not sure if we can get the camera on them at all. But this is a NutriBullet. I don't know if you've ever used one of these or not, but it is an amazing feature. It has changed our life at our house by using one of these. You have heard of the word smoothie. This makes a great smoothie, better than any blender that I have ever used before. And I have some key ingredients to me on this table, and I have used some words and some analogies here that are purely me. I didn't get them out of the Bible. You're not going to find them where they are compared in the Bible in any way. But I used some comparisons and was sharing with the youth last night. Now, this was cold, and it still is cold, I promise. It hasn't been under there for a long time. But milk, it's a key ingredient. You could equate water and milk. I use milk because most babies need milk of some sort, because there's more than just the liquid aspect of it. There's some nutrients that are in there that are needed. And even if you're an adult, if you have an upset tummy, what's one thing that you can go to that sometimes helps? Milk. It will come in and it'll coat. It will soothe. It will relieve. Now, if you're lactose intolerant, I'm sorry. Milk is not a good thing. But there are substitutes for it out there, and you can find it. I equated this to prayer, because I believe prayer is a key ingredient. It's pretty simple. It's pretty basic. If you have a relationship with God, prayer is probably one of the easiest things that you can do, because you can cry out to God. You can communicate. You can share what's going on in your heart, what's going on in your spirit. Now, the reverse communication sometimes is a little more difficult, and that's being patient and listening to God to speak back to you. Not always do you know that you're hearing Him. Unless maybe that you have gotten into some protein, which is the word. Now, you can't see this. Can our camera get that? I don't know if the camera can. The white bowl now, can't see it. But anyway, there's protein powder in here. And this particular protein powder came from my house. And I know we got to conserve on how much protein powder we use, but I needed it this morning, Jen. Because it's not cheap. For last night with the youth, I was asking them, you know, what other forms of protein are there? And I was shocked. Not a single one of them said meat. They said almonds. They said eggs. And I was like, are y'all all vegetarians? What's going on? But I had that last night. I had some sausage, some cooked sausage that was there. And I'm going to do a little bit of the illustration, not everything that I did last night. But the Word of God is what you need to grow and to build, that your body takes. See, this could actually even be amino acids, okay? Because if I take and I eat a steak, in order for my body to use that, my body has to break that protein down into amino acids, and then it builds it back into the protein that I need for building my body. So powdered protein is simpler than a steak. The body doesn't have to use as much to break it down, and it goes straight to building back up. So that is there. Now, I've got some fruit here, and you may or may not, maybe the strawberries, because they're red, you might be able to see a little bit of those. Yeah, saw a little bit of strawberries. They're like the really big ones that you get from Sam's that are the Driscolls. Really good. I know some of you are going to be hungry by the time we're done with this. But I handpicked these about 4 days ago. Because when I got them, they weren't quite this ripe. But to me, these are perfect. And the reason they're perfect is because they're not mushy. They're still hard. But they are so full of flavor. And to me, they're in a good position to be used. And then this, before I get to that, let me finish telling you what the fruit is. I equated the fruit to church. Now, not just coming to church, which I think it's important that you come to church. I think you should be here every Sunday that you can be here. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have a Sunday off, and I don't think anybody has ever been called on the carpet for even missing 3 Sundays in a row, right? We're not legalistic like that. But I think it's important because what it does is it allows you to form relationships if you get here early enough to talk to somebody, and if you stay long enough to talk with somebody afterwards, or you get involved in a third Wednesday, which is called At the Table, where you can be in a discussion group, or you get involved somehow, some form, fashion, that you are developing relationships that's going to help you to grow, because it's going to bring about ingredients and nutrients that are sweet. See, I could have gotten a very green banana. And I realize a room this size, there's probably somebody in here that likes green bananas. But gross, you don't eat green bananas. I would err more side on a mushy banana than I would a green banana. Now, I know I just grossed somebody else out in here by saying that. That's okay, we're all different. The fact is, though, is that we need one another. We need those relationships. In this relationship with God that we want to grow in, He has set the church as a place, as a entity for you to grow. Now, can you be a Christian and not be in church? You can. But when incidents happen, when things take place that are difficult, you can draw on God and your relationship with Him, but sometimes you need something a little more tangible. Something a little bit quicker. You need to be able to relate to somebody. You need to be able to share this heartache that's just happened so that you can receive some comfort. And if you're not in a position where you're steadily coming, guess what? You're out of the habit. And it's hard to get up on Sunday mornings when you're out of the habit. Too many amens going on out there. You need the church. This is just a good bowl of spinach. I love spinach mixed in with my salad, other types of lettuces. I'm not a huge fan on just grabbing some of this and eating it just as is, even though I could do it. I've had a spinach salad before that had strawberries and pecans and chicken and stuff on it with the balsamic. It's pretty good stuff, too. I can do that. But I equate spinach or vegetables to discipline in your life. We need some discipline. We need to be able to set aside time for being in the Word, for praying, to going to church. We need to set aside some of those things. Now, it can be overdone. I actually made 2 shakes last night. One was had cooked spinach and a green banana sausage. And instead of milk, I used buttermilk. You should see them trying to drink that. But if you take these ingredients, I don't like the little strings on them either. You got to take those little strings off. Pet peeves of some of mine. Now, some of you are going, oh, you just ruined it. You put spinach in there. I promise you, you will never, ever taste the spinach in this. these nice, beautiful strawberries. Take this protein powder. And at home, I usually use water. I don't use the milk as much, but for our purposes today, we're going to use a little milk. If you've never used a Nutribullet, you're just going to be amazed here in just a second. Because what it does is it takes all of these simple, basic things that I could eat a banana, I could try to get down the protein, eat the fruit or eat a salad. And I know some of you are going, it's green. Why is it green? It's green because of that spinach, the vegetable, the discipline that's in there. Because discipline has a way of affecting your life, even though you may not be able to taste it, even though it may not be something that is horrible. And last night I was able to pour this into a small cup, and we had about 15 students and allowed them to taste it. And man, they were like, wow, that is good. Make sure it is. You want to try?
I want to try it.
You don't believe me?
I don't know.
Now, normally I would use frozen strawberries or frozen banana even, because when they get really ripe, we freeze them so that we have them. And so then it's even a little thicker. And as I was thinking this and did this with the youth last night. When I got done, I called Jennifer. She had been shopping with her mom, and I said, where are you at? She said, we're over here at mom and dad. So I said, okay. And I came by and she said, how'd it go? I said, it was good. It was really good. I enjoyed it. Had a blast. And I looked at her and I said, I just don't think it's what I'm supposed to talk about tomorrow. It's just not, I just don't know. It's something's missing. Or at least I didn't have a part that I needed to share. And she said, well, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know. I'm not going to do anything about it tonight. I'm just going to sleep on it. And I'll get up in the morning and decide. So I got up a little bit earlier than her this morning. And she got up and she said, what are you going to do? I said, well, I think I'm going to go with it. I'm not exactly sure. And on my way here, I felt like I heard God say, this is what you're to talk about. But what you're really to share is not so much of these four things that you need to be doing, but you need to tell them they need to keep it simple. So you can get into beef bourguignon, or my wife makes and mother-in-law makes an elegant chicken, and they're great foods, but they're a lot of process, a lot of work, a lot of time to make it just right. But if you want to grow in your relationship with God, keep it simple. Our theme right now is at the table. And it's about inviting people to come to the table. You realize inviting people to come to the table is a vegetable? It's a discipline? It's not always easy. Putting yourself in a position where you know somebody that doesn't go to church, you have to work at that at times for some people. As pastors, I have to work at that. What is it in your life that you need to do to keep it simple? I want to go back to being at peace, living a peaceful life, does not mean that you're not busy, that you don't have things going on. It means that there's a simplicity to what is going on, and you are in tune with what needs to happen in that area. And your relationship with God is all about keeping it simple, not overcomplicating it. You may have sin that needs forgiveness. You may have a belief system, like Joey talked about this morning, that needs to be changed. You can deal with all of the aftermath of all that stuff that happens, or you can go back and just deal with the belief system. Let's keep it simple. Because see, in just a moment, we're going to see on the screen some interviews of those that are being water baptized. And you're going to hear a little bit of testimony about that. But they're making a public confession today of a relationship that they have with Christ and what that is going to do in their life. How they're meeting Christ in that water. How they're being obedient to what the Word of God says when it says, be baptized. And the ages vary from 20 to 45. A lot of times you're going to see kids in there from children's church. They're going to come in and be water baptized because they have started that relationship with God. With every head bowed, with every eye closed, I said at the very beginning, in a room this size, there's probably someone who has not made a decision to start that relationship that. And after this talk, after seeing these things, you know that it can be simple now. And you know that you need to start a relationship with God. Right where you're at, just slip your hand up. I see that hand. Anyone else? Father, Lord, I thank you for this person who raised their hand. Thank you, Lord, that that acknowledgement is an introduction. God, meet this person. This person you meet, God. Look at me here. Now it's all about us. Maybe you've been picking out on junk food. Maybe you've gotten involved in all the drama that goes along with junk food. Drama and junk food. Well, Facebook can be some drama. Not that there's anything wrong with Facebook. But if you get involved in the drama and overdoing of things and you don't stay simple, it gets you messed up. Keep yourself in a position to where you can take in the key things. And that means that the scripture is going to be true, that you are going to grow in grace and grow in knowledge of Lord and Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I know I get it. Amen? Cool. Are we ready back there yet? We're getting close. Before I do that, though, I would be remiss to not go ahead and receive our tithes and offerings this morning. Pastor Buren would not turn this back over to me very often if I don't do that. I do want to say, though, as our ushers are getting ready, when we did Miss Callie Mae's service, funeral service, here that morning, at the end, Buren was supposed to still take an offering. And he didn't. And we had somebody come up to us and say, what are you going to do? And because of your faithfulness, over half of you now are giving online. If you want to continue that way, that's great. If you don't know anything about that, we can get you information about that. You can download our app, Eagles Way app, at your Google Play Store or at the iTunes Store. And we didn't miss a beat not taking up that offering. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to stop taking up offerings, because we're going to be faithful in what God has given us to do. But your faithfulness is a testament to what is happening in this house. We are touching people's lives. Rushton Hope has made a move. They moved to a different location. They're still working out some of their kinks on how it all goes. But our people here were awesome in working and working through that. Thank you for doing that. Many of you give to alms. In just a moment after the water baptism, we'll put the alms box up on this table and give you an opportunity to give to alms. The alms that come in go to help the poor and needy in our community, in this house and in our community. Now, poor and needy doesn't mean you're a down and outer. I'm not a down and outer, and there have been times I have been in need. Anybody else like that? So you're giving to touch people's lives in our community. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this offering. We ask, Father, Lord, that you multiply it. Use it to the furtherment of your kingdom, touching people's lives. Lord, we thank you for this decision made today, Father, Lord, to start a relationship with you. Allow them to begin to grow and to develop that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I think we're ready over there.
Excited to be a part of something special in their life. It's an outward demonstration of something that's inward in them. And they've asked Jesus into their heart, and they're saved by their faith, by the grace of God. But today they're being obedient to the Word and just coming and burying the old self and being resurrected as a new person. And this is something that they'll always remember. It was the day that it's really their funeral, that they are buried and resurrected. Because once they're resurrected to eternal life, and they'll always be with the Lord. The scripture says to be absent with the body is to be present with the Lord. So in essence, they spiritually, they never die. So it's exciting. I hope that all of y'all are just joining in today on this special occasion for these two people at Eagles Way Church.
My name is Stephen Compton, and I am a teacher here in Griffin. I am a father of two, married, have two beautiful kids, Mason and Sophie, who I love dearly, and my wife, who actually are in another city, and I'm here in Griffin with a work opportunity to teach over at Rehoboth Road, and I've been teaching now for, it's been about 7 years, and grateful to be here in Griffin doing what I enjoy doing. Even though I'm apart from my family, which I hope that will change soon. But Griffin is a good little town, and I was fortunate enough to find my way here to Eagles Way just by what I thought was accident. But I think now that I've been coming to the church now, it's been a true blessing. So here I am now 6 months here in Griffin, and really enjoying it and enjoying being a part of this church. Water baptism was something that was introduced to me when I first committed my life to God and to Jesus Christ, and it was probably about 7-8 years now. It wasn't something I felt ready for at the time. I felt a little bit fearful, nervous about the idea and not being familiar with the protocols and the processes. I took a step back and felt like I needed to process it and get familiar with you know, what it meant to be a Christian and start walking the walk. After being introduced to this community and this church, it was put back in front of me. It was an opportunity once again, and there was a different response. It wasn't apprehension, it wasn't thought, it wasn't concern over what this may be. It was, you know, I'm ready, and I'm ready to say it outwardly, and I'm ready to take the next step and see where that leads. So a public profession of my faith is something that I feel is the next phase, and being baptized seems to, for whatever reason, tie right into that. I don't really know why, but it's an exciting time, and as I said before, there's no fear. It's a good thing. It's a really good thing. So here I am.
Lacey, why are you coming today to be baptized?
Because I want to recommit myself to a better relationship with God and Christ, and feel better about how I am going to church and with my family, and knowing that I have God by my side in every part and step of my life now.
How awesome. How awesome. If you would stand, we're going to end with worship. And if you want to come and give alms this morning, you can do that during this song. But I encourage you not to touch the fruit.